Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 1990 Old Time Week staff concert. We've got a great lineup here tonight. We've had a wonderful week. Lots of great old time fiddlers came through this week. Melvin Wine, Glenn Smith, Seraph Singleton, and J.P. Fraley, who you'll see a little later tonight. We've had some old time banjo pickers come through. Pete Humphreys from down in Kanawha County. It's been such a great week, I can't hardly keep it all in my head. Carl Rutherford, who'll forget Carl's fine singing. And Everett White was here for the first time at Augusta. Well, we've got a large lineup tonight, and we're going to get started with a big bang. Would you welcome Uncle Jimmy Costa and Brother Jim McGee?
Was right comical. His galluses broke just as we started out the curtain. Dropped half his britches right there as he came out the side of the door. Well, Brother James, here we are. Hadn't Augusta 1990 been something? Oh, we've had a wonderful time. It's still a lot more to come, too. That's the great thing about Augusta. Let's try the Upiney Mountain. How's that? I don't know where the guitar is.
Let's see. Sheila came out here and untuned it while we weren't here.
She sabotaged me.
Watch out for her.
Mr. McGee, the key is C, if you will. She's got the money too.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just as fond of beauty as any man can be. Those rosy cheeks and pearly teeth I dearly love to see. I know one that has them except for me and you. Oh, she is the sweetest girlie and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, Lord, yes. And won't I spend her money, ain't it a sin? I'm as happy as the flower that kissed the falling dew. For I know a little girlie and she's got the money too. Pick it, Sammy. Takes me out a riding whenever I come down. She owns the finest Cadillac and Buick in the town. She tells me that she loves me, oh listen, wouldn't you? Oh, she is the sweetest girlie and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, and won't I spend her money? I'm as happy as the flower that sips the falling dew. For I know a little girlie and she's got the money too. Pick it, Sammy. I asked her a question if she would be my bride. She said I was the dearest man that ever lived or died. I told her that a minute, she said that she did too. Oh, she is the sweetest girlie and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, Lord, yes. And won't I spend her money? I'm as happy as the flower that sips the falling dew. For I know a little girlie and she's got the money too. Tomorrow we'll be married, be said by Parson Brown. Then I will be the richest, most important man in town. My rambling days are over, my cheap wine days are through. For I've got the sweetest girlie and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, and won't I spend her money? I'm as happy as the flower that sips the falling dew. For I know a little girlie and she's got the money too. Well, the honeymoon is over, and much to my surprise, the money that she said she had was just a pack of lies. The Cadillac was borrowed, the Buick it was too. Now she's not the sweetest girlie, and our marriage it is through. Now won't I love my honey? Hell no, because she has no money. But I'm happy as the flower that sips the falling dew, 'cause I found a brand new girlie, and she's got the money too.
Now what are we going to do? We're going to go up to G.
Thank you all very much. Now somebody may have to call time on me here. I wish we had a little digital clock, or I'm going to bring my old Big Ben the next time I come up here on the stage. I get paranoid about the time. I can't tell what time it is. I don't know how long we've been out here. All right, here we're going to go do an old song from the South. Probably was written in New York City, if the truth were known. I don't know where it came from. I'll have to ask Tracy Swartz or Mike Seeger, somebody, to tell me where this thing comes from. Are we ready? Here we go. Well, hello there, stranger, how do you do? There is something I'd like to say to you. Oh, don't be surprised, you're analyzed. I'm no detective, but I just surmise. Well, you're from that place that I'm longing to be. Your smiling face, yes, it seems to say to me, you're from my homeland, my sunny homeland. Oh, tell me, can it be? Are you from Dixie? I say from Dixie.
where the fields of cotton beckon to me. Oh Lord, how be you? It's good to see you and the friends I am longing to see. Are you from Alabama or Tennessee or Caroline, Lord? Anywhere below that Mason-Dixon line, are you from Dixie? I say from Dixie. Well, I'm from Dixie too. Here we go. Mason-Dixon line, and gee how I've yearned, long to return to those friends that I left behind. Well, my home is way down in old Alabama, on a plantation not far from Birmingham, and you can bet for certain that I've been flirting with those southbound trains. Oh, yeah, 'cause I'm from Dixie, I say from Dixie, where the fields of cotton beckon to me. Oh, Lord, how do you? Yes, ma'am, it's good to see you and the friends I am longing to see. Are you from Alabama or Tennessee or Caroline, Lord, anywhere below that Mason-Dixon line? Are you from Dixie? Boy, I say from Dixie. Well, I'm from Dixie, too.
Thank you all very much. Oh, we're gonna do one more here, and by golly,
Jim's gonna get out his newly purchased toy. He's making me play this tune completely different key from what I used to play it in.
Let's see if the toy will work.
Buddy, won't you roll down the lines? First time I've gotten, except for a few chances of playing, to play this the way it was done with Uncle Dave and Sam McGee, which was with the old six-string banjo here. Ready? Well, way back yonder in Tennessee, they leased the convicts out. They worked them in the coal mines against free labor stout. Free labor rebelled against it too when it took some time. And while the leased was in a fix, they made them rise and shine. Oh, buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Every Monday morning they get you out on time. Said they march you down to Lone Rock, says look into that mine. Said they march you down to Lone Rock, says look into that hole. Oh, the very next time the captain comes, you better have your coal. Oh, buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. The beans, they are half done, the bread is not so well, the meat is as burn up, and the coffee's black as heck. But When you get your slack time, you're bound to come to call. For anything you get to eat tastes better cooked than raw. Oh, buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. The bank boss is a hard man, a man we all know well. And if you don't get the coal out, he's going to give you hallelujah. He'll march you to the stock pen, sit long before the call. Oh, the better next time he calls on you, you better have your coal. Oh, buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line.
Thank you. Okay, let's
now,
get
Jimmy,
rid of here,
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
There have been some rumors circulating this week that somehow some women's panties were found in your banjo. And I don't want to risk my reputation up here.
Being a minister that you are, that's right.
I need to check your banjo. Jimmy.
There's nothing in there, I can guarantee.
Look what I found in here.
Oh, James, I didn't have those in the back of that banjo.
Jimmy, who fits in these?
I have no idea. I want to ask you where you got them. That's the question. Gosh almighty.
Don't try to deny now. Oh, no.
We don't have this much time, do we?
Down south where we come from,
don't believe
they've called unmationables, and it's been reported that you've been unmationing them. And so we're going to have to put you in the lockup down in Miami.
All right. May we go now, or can we play this too?
Well, do you promise to do a good job?
I'll try.
This one.
All right.
I'm the preacher.
But just remember, the preachers are sitting over here.
All right.
We got the Lysa already in a wait.
I was curious what brand that was. It's pretty nice looking gun.
All right, well, let's get out of here. Nice job.
All right, Brother James. This man over here on my right is totally responsible for the next thing we're going to try to attempt. Go ahead, Jim. I don't believe this.
Jimmy, you were telling everybody that there was going to be a surprise tonight. It's the Jitterbug Rag.
Well, that's the one and only Uncle Jimmy Costa and Brother Jim McGee. We've got a Honda car out in the parking lot with a license plate number 7WG244. Your lights are on. There's one at every concert. We've had some new folks with us this old time week here at Augusta. They're all the way up from Madison County, North Carolina. Bobby McMillan has been doing a great job with a storytelling class here, and you saw a little bit of his shenanigans there, the kind of things that they've been pulling all week. And he's joined with Sheila Barnhill from also down in North Carolina. They've come a long way. Let's make them welcome. Bobby McMillan and Sheila Barnhill.
Now, you was hurt to sound check. You had just as much time as anybody.
They late my daughter short, Lord, the story of my life. I'm here.
There's names all over this floor. I don't know if it means something or not.
Just don't look at them. Just pretend they ain't there.
See, you green and yellow things in front of me that I'm afraid of. If I pat my legs, I'm going to knock it for about 10 yards.
Mine ain't got one of them funny things on it.
Well, we're glad to be here tonight down here from North Carolina.
We've only been here for 2 months.
Yeah.
We started Sunday.
And done it all in that length of time, that's for sure. Well, we've just met some mighty fine people from down here in West Virginia. I'm glad to...
Here in West Virginia.
It is. Oh, it's down yonder at home, although we're about 2,000 foot higher.
That's right.
Well, wherever it's at, the folks has just been awful good, and we're going to share with you now some of these ballads that we come across in the course of our days amongst the ridges of home.
Lord, don't he wax poetic, I swear.
Well, when you come from a country that speaks a
foreign language, what can you expect?
Well, I had a good compliment, Sheila, today.
What?
One of my students who had been to one of my programs last year told me that she could understand me just a whole lot better this year. She said I'd improved. I told her that's behind.
That's why me and Bobby travels together a lot, because I'm the only one that can understand him, and he's the only one that can understand me. Sing something, Bobby. We've talked enough.
I learned this from some of my folks. There was an old man lived under the hill. If he ain't moved away, he's living there still. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. Well, he hitched up his horse and he tied it to the plow. And how he got around, I don't know how. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. Well, the devil he come to the man at his gate, says, one of your family I'm gwine to take. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. Well, the old man cried, I am undone, he's come to take my oldest son. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. Well, it ain't your son that I want today, but the old scolding woman I'll take away. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. Just take her on, Mr. Devil, with a joy in my heart, and I hope to God that you never shall part. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. So he put her up in an old tote sack, and he looked like a camel with a hump on its back. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. He toted her down to the forks of the road, says, get down, old lady, you're a hell of a load. Sing fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. Then he packed her off to the gates of hell, says, punch up the fire, boys, scart your well. Fi, diddle I, diddle I, fi, diddle I, diddle I, day. Long come a little devil a-dragging up a chain. She up with a hatchet and she hacked out its brain. Sang fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Another little smoke devil come a-climbing up thar. She up with her foot and kicked nine in the far. Sang fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Five more little devils come a-scootin' down the wall. Says, take her back, pap, before she kills us all. Fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. It's what to do with her, I cannot tell. She ain't fit for heaven and she won't do for hell. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. One day the old man were a-peeping through the crack, and he spied the old devil come a-wagging her back. Sang fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Here's your wife, she's sounding well. I'll tell you right now, she's tore up pale. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. I've been the devil about all of my life, but I've never been in hell till I met your wife. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. She was 7 years a-going and 7 a-coming back. She chawed on the backer that she left in the crack. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. One day the old man was sick in the bed. She up with a butter stick and paddled his head. Sang fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Well, the old man cried, I surely am cursed. She been down to hell and she come back worse. Sang fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. The old man went skipping on over the hill. Says the devil won't have her beat, damned if I will. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. I'll tell you what a woman can do. She can outdo the devil and her old man too. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Well, this shows that women is better than men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Thanks. I reckon he got shed of her finally.
I've been trying to tell him all this time that that song was written for the truth. Every word of it is the truth.
It was?
It was.
Well, my strings is stretched.
It's the air conditioning mess. Gone.
Well, you just have to hear it like it is.
Now, wait a minute. Tune that string and I'll tell him what a gom is.
A gom?
Have you ever heard the word gom? Nobody knows what the word gom means. Well, ain't they nobody here from the mountains? A gom means a big mess. A big mess. You make a big mess, you make a gom. Lord only knows how it's spelled.
It's a gum. That's what it is. G-U-M.
It's not a gum.
That's the way
it's
you say
gum.
It. You say it gum.
You don't say gum, you say gom.
You don't say bomb, you say bum, but it's still bomb. A gom is a gommy mess.
So it's G-O-M-B?
No, it's G-U-M, but it's said gom, like a crumpled
letter. Does he make
letter.
Any sense to yuns?
I'm telling you, a gom just is a way of saying gum. If something's gummed up, it's a gom.
Sing, Bob.
I learned this in the mountains. We just love all kinds of songs, and so some songs are sung by men and they should be sung by women and vice versa. This is one I learned from two or three different people called Sinful to Flirt. Oh, they say it is sinful to flirt. They tell me my heart is a stone. they tell me to speak kind to him, or else leave the poor boy alone. Oh, they say he is only a boy, but I'm sure he's much older than me. And if they would let us alone, I am sure we would happier be. I remember the night that he said he loved me better than his life. He called me his darling, his pet, then asked me to be his own wife. Oh, my darling, I said, I am sure I will have to say no. He held to my hand for a while, then said, goodbye, darling, I must go. Oh, my darling, I said with a sigh, my heart is made of a stone. Taken a white rose from my heart and left me standing alone. Next morning, poor Willie was dead. He was drowned in the pond near the mill. In the pure flowing water so far that flows from the banks of the hill. His eyes were forever more closed, and damp was his soft brown hair. Held to his lips a white rose that he had took from my heart. Oh, Willie, my darling, come back. I will ever be faithful and true. Oh, Willie, my darling, come back. I'll forever be faithful to you. Can't love but one and be faithful. No, you can't love but one and be true. You can't love but one and be faithful. I'm afraid you were trying to love two.
Some of them just didn't have happy endings, did they, Sheila?
I know. Sometimes.
I know it well. What you going to do for them?
But there's all love songs.
That's right. Didn't matter what it's about, there's love songs.
Now, didn't matter how many heads got lost and rolled around and got kicked against the wall, there's still love songs.
Most of the ballad singers never sung a song, but what it had some meaning to them. Might not be about their circumstances, but there'd be something or some verse or some line that meant something. And you can always try to figure that out when you hear a ballad singer, because you'll not meet many that there won't be something that'll give you a clue about things.
The other night, we did a storytelling workshop, or storytelling presentation, whatever you want to call it.
Demo.
And I was talking about Inez Chandler. Now, she was the one with the snake handlers. Somebody was there the other night. Now, Inez loved sitting around on the porch and telling me what it was like growing up over in Sodom when she was a girl. And her mother evidently enjoyed telling Inez the same types of stories about what it was like growing up over there in the early 1900s. Now, Inez's mama was named Tildy. And the peddler went around back then. You know, they didn't have Sears or they didn't have Kmart. And you couldn't go and buy clothes, you know. So what you had to do was you had to buy it off the back of a peddler's wagon that was pulled by a horse. And you'd save your money up, and around Easter time, you'd make an Easter frock.
As a drummer.
It was not a drummer. I've heard that drummer story before. I want you to hush. Anyway, Inez saved her money up, and she bought her a piece of cloth to make her an Easter frock out of. So she worked on that dress, and she worked on it, and finally she got it to where it was just perfect, and she hung it on the back of the door to wait for Easter Sunday. Well, now back then, the dresses had a bustle on them that stuck out over their hind end. And if you had the money, then you bought one of those wire frames that would make it stand out real pretty. But if you didn't have the money, you just stuffed it with rags or whatever you could get your hands on. Well, Tilda got up that Easter Sunday morning, and she realized she hadn't stuffed her bustle. So she got into the rag bag, and she got out an old flour sack, and she stuffed her bustle and went on to church. Now, she was a little bit late, so she was in a hurry. But she got there in time enough to where she could sashay down the aisle and get right on the front pew so that everybody could see her pretty Easter frock. Well, she got to noticing that every time that she'd stand up to sing with the rest of the congregation, there's a little bit of sniggering went on behind her. And each and every time they stood up there after, the sniggering seemed to spread to where it was pretty much the whole back of the church behind her. When Tilda started to get just a little bit worried, to say the least. And as soon as the last amen was over, Tilda hit the door. And she was looking to see if her slip was hanging, you know, see if her buttons was all buttoned, and it didn't seem to be a thing wrong. So she struck out down the road for the house. When Tilda had five brothers, and about halfway home they caught up with her and just set into horse laughing. Now Tilda was about 5 feet tall, but she had a temper that was 8 feet tall, and it blew. And she said, "I want to know what's so damn funny. Folks has been making fun of me all day long at church." But you know how brothers are. They just laughed a little bit harder and run on down the road. Well, of course, she was furious by this time, and she stormed down the road. And she stormed through the door, and she climbed up in the hall chair there that had a mirror on it to where she could see. And there across the back of that bustle, just straight as it could be, clear as day, was 50 pounds of the very best. They got funny chairs up here in West Virginia. I keep banging this guitar against something. Back about, it's a little over a year ago, I had the opportunity. I ain't gonna sing that, and I'm gonna sing this other. I've done decided. I had this all worked out, but it's, you know, when you get on stage, sometimes you have to change your mind. I've done changed it. That's pretty quick. This is one Kaz Wallin taught me. He called it his sacrilegious religious song. And it sort of runs through all the religions. Now, if I leave anybody out, don't be insulted. It's just because we're limited with time up here. We can't sing all 40 verses. So I just took the more prominent ones. And the name of the song is Jerusalem Mourning, if you pick up on the chorus of it. Now, the last verse was not done by Kaz. And it was not sung by Kaz. It was tagged onto this song by a good friend of mine whose name is Timmy Abel, and you'll be able to identify why that it was not sung during Kaz's time. There's a Baptist preacher, you can tell him by his coat, don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? He's got a bottle in his pocket that he can't hardly tote, don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Thank God there's a song that's ringing in my soul and my soul's set free, don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? There's a Methodist preacher, don't you know, don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, that he never let a rooster get big enough to crow, don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Thank God there's a song that's ringing in my soul and my soul's set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? There's a presbytery now, they're so proud. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, their neck's so stiff they can't hardly bow. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Thank God there's a song that's ringing in my soul and my soul's set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? There's a holy rollers, they're all right. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, they roll, they tumble, they'll kick out the lights. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Thank God there's a song that's ringing in my soul and my soul's set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, there's a free will Baptist alike to have forgot. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, they have to get saved every other day. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Thank God there's a song that's ringing in my soul and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, there's a Catholic priest, he'll jingle his bell. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, he'll take $10 and pray out of purgatory. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Thank God there's a song that's ringing in my soul and my soul's set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, them TV evangelists, now what can I say? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Oh, they're raking in the money while they're rolling in the hay. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? Thank God there's a song that's ringing in my soul and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem mourn? The air conditioner monster has attacked here. That bass string's just a little bit something. That's close enough for folk music, Lord have mercy. You know, that's the nice thing about singing ballads a cappella is you don't have to tune. When I was, I was always like a big-eyed girl at the fair, you know, I'd never been very many places, and when I was 17 years old, I started college at Mars Hill. Now, Mars Hill was still in Madison County, but it should have belonged to Buncombe. You know, it was one of them things. Next to Asheville, you know? So, I had a history teacher whose name was Dr. Harley Jolly. And he had a real appreciation, you know, for all of the ancient stuff, you know. And he found out that I sung ballads. So when he got into colonial history, he stood up in front of class one day and he said, "Now, we have got in this class a real original, a unique person who sings traditional ballads. So I'm going..." Now, they came over from Scotland, England, and Ireland. You know, he did the whole spiel. And he said, "Now, I'm going to call her up here, and I'm going to ask her to sing one of those traditional ballads." Well, Lord have mercy. You know, there I was scared to death to start with. You know, I was out of my element. You know, my element was in the Burton Cove over in Sodom, sitting on Granny Dell's porch and a-trying to sing. So he said, now she does a cappella. And so I said, well, Dr. Jolly, I don't know that, but if you'll hum it, I'm quick, and I'm sure I'll catch on to it. Now, several years ago, I said 2 or 3 years ago, for a long time, and then finally somebody said, Sheila, you wrote that song back in 1979. It's time to stop saying 2 or 3 years ago. Several years ago, I was thinking about moving to Alaska. Now, I had never been west of Knoxville, Tennessee, but I was going to move to Alaska. So I went and I stayed 3 weeks and I come home. And I ain't been west to Knoxville since, and I've got no desire to go. But I was sitting on Mama's and Daddy's porch. They lived at up on one of the highest points in Sodom there. And I was sitting on the porch, and I was looking out over the mountains. And, you know, the mountains in the summertime, we've had some good examples since it's summer and we are in the mountains. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I was sitting on their porch, and I thought, Lord, have mercy. Here I am. I'm fixing to leave this place. You know, maybe forever. I was going to get married. Lord, have mercy. I'm glad I didn't. But I was thinking about it. And if I'd have had lived in Alaska, I probably wouldn't have been married now. But anyway, I said, there's a song in there somewhere. And there was. And I wrote it in about 5 minutes. And this is what came out. And I call it Over Home. And in this song, what I try to do is to say what growing up in Madison County, now I've got a Granny Dale, Lord have mercy. She'll be 92 years old in October, and she still sings. She's 91 right now. Thank you, Bobby. I knew 91 is before 92. I graduated from Mars Hill College. She'll be 92 in October, and she still sings sometimes when she can. She's a little bit frail right now, which reminds me of another story, but I ain't got time to tell it. That's the thing about being on stage. But I always dedicate this song to Granny Dale. It's called Over Home. Mm-hmm.